Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you? What are you? Who are you?
Is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air. We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gladly introduce to you the engineering mistress, your porn princess, the real defender of gender equality, La Boricua Bella, Mercedes Carrera.
Okay, I'm here with Mercedes Carrera live, and something interesting just happened with her case, and she called me because this needs to come out. Hi, Mercedes. How you doing?
Hi, Louie. I've been better. I'm in West Valley Detention Center. I've been here for 4.5 years. More or less. Yeah, more. Well, I've been in San Bernardino's custody for 4.5 years, better said. It's come to my attention. I had a friend look into the warrant on my case because he was going through some of the stuff in my storage and some of the paperwork. We were cleaning it out, and or I wasn't there, but he was doing it by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed that some of the essential filing numbers on the search warrants and the arrest warrants were not correct, or they were absent altogether. So he went down to the courthouse to investigate for me, and he noticed that none of the warrants on my case were properly filed at the courthouse. So he went to the courthouse, and he found out that there are no search warrants or arrest warrants filed on my case. None. So basically, the detective on my case, who, by the way, is in the jail right now, acting as a sergeant and actively harassing Jason, my co-defendant, and I'll get into that in a little bit, which, I mean, seems like that shouldn't be legal altogether anyway. He went and he asked the courthouse, he looked, under everything, my name, my address, my social security number, my birth date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And there's nothing listed. And evidently, this is kind of common with these detectives that kind of cowboy up and, create their own document. And this is typical when they assume they're going to find, actually Detective Patton used the term a treasure trove of evidence, right? They think they're going to find all this evidence. It's going to be a shoo-in case. So they don't go through the proper procedure of filing search warrants. And my friend who did this, he actually went to the Sheriff's Academy, so he knows the procedures. And there are no proper warrants on my case. So we start digging into this a little further. I asked my attorney about it. He is absolutely resistant to looking into this further, even though it's a major constitutional issue, right?
Right, right.
All right. Hi, back. Thank you. And, it seems to me that, you know, this is a major issue. I know in Orange County, California, they were doing something similar. There were a bunch of detectives running around creating fabricated search warrants. And there were quite a few people who were convicted on these bunk search warrants. And when it was finally uncovered, quite a few people were released from prison. Now, my attorney currently had been a district attorney.
What's your attorney's name?
Jeff Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tried to bring this up to him. He was not interested. He said, you know, no, I have copies of the search warrants. And he said, quote, they're always a big mess. That was his direct comment on this. That, you know, that sounds a little strange, doesn't it? They're always a big mess. I mean, I don't think legal paperwork that's holding me in what is, I think, the worst jail in Southern California should be a big mess. But it sounds a little Stalinette, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've been held here for 4.5 years, free trial. You know, in Russia, the maximum you can hold someone free trial is 1 year. Did you know that? That's in Russia.
Oh, well, in Romania, they, with Andrew Tate, they had to release him after, 3 months?
Yeah, that's standard. I mean, so here we are in allegedly the land of the free, home of the brave. I've been held for 4.5 years, pre-trial, no conviction. Now, let's talk about, here's a phone issue. Now, I mean, I'm being dicked around about this. They're alleging that there's child pornography on my daughter's cell phone. Now, this makes absolutely no sense. This is my daughter's cell phone. I gave it to her so I could keep track of her when she got her father's out. It was in her custody when I was arrested. She was with her father. And they're claiming they can't get into this phone. Now, she should be able to get into it. It's a biometric password. It was set up with her thumbprint, my thumbprint, my co-defendant's thumbprint. Any one of us can get into this. Well, for whatever reason, my daughter has chosen not to give them access to it. So which makes no sense at all. So they claim they've put it on an FBI cracking device that cycles through paths. Why? I have no idea. This is not a federal case. Okay? But this is the claim they've made. It sounds like a big lie.
Yeah.
I mean, they usually reserve those for terrorist cases. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was a iPhone 10. All right. So now, allegedly, this would exonerate me. It's absolutely nonsensical. It's an absolutely nonsensical claim.
Yeah.
I have told them, bring me the phone. I'll open it. You know, also, I mean, look, my phone backs up to iCloud. Jason's phone backs up to iCloud. They can go into our Google files. They can see there's nothing illegal on our phones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No big deal. So, you know, I've told them, bring me the phone, I'll open it, no big deal. They refuse to do this now. They claim that if you take it off this iPhone cracker, it'll be reset, you know, all the data's lost forever and ever. You know, I've questioned this multiple times. They're claiming the experts, these nebulous experts they have, that San Bernardino County is the best experts on the whole planet, better than the FBI, I'm told.
Hmm.
These are amazing experts. You know, they say that Once it's on there, the biometric won't work forever and ever. I mean, these are the lies I'm being told. Once again, my trial date is being set forward because even though we have reserved these attorneys multiple times, now Jason's attorney is in trial one more time. So, I mean, they're just continuing to do this. I ask about the phone. My attorney gets hostile with me, just like he got hostile about the search warrant. I mean, this is a big setup. They just do not want to allow us to go to trial. They won't allow us to exonerate ourselves. The detective on the case, Patton, who, by the way, owns a daycare. If that's not... Yeah, so, I mean, really, if someone should look into him. Let's look into his computer files. Oh, wait, that's right. He looks at health pornography for his job, right? So it's completely fine for him to do that and to own a daycare. But no conflict of interest there.
Yeah.
You know, he... So he's now inside the jail, harassing Jason. Jason is the segment's barber. So they sell these little tiny dull razors on the kiosk. And Jason was barbering. He took the guard off of one of these little tiny razors. And they charged Jason with a felony of having a weapon while in custody. And this has happened. Targeted harassment.
Yeah.
By the detective on our case. I mean, this is like something that you read about in Soviet Russia. This is what we're enduring in here. In America. It's unbelievable. So now Jason's, you know, having to deal with an additional felony because he's a segment barber. These razors, I mean, they barely cut hair.
Yeah.
And they're like a quarter of an inch long. And nobody sees the problem with this. 4.5 years we've been enduring this. Oh, and, you know, now I hear that I'm being tweeted out, you know, by someone in Antifa. Well, you know, if they're so anti-fascism, then they would then, you know, for the sake of being ducked, this is fascism. This is true fascism that we're enduring. Nobody has convicted us of a crime. This is a fascist dictatorship. This is Stalinist fascist dictatorship. Newsom is a fascist dictator. So, you know, I mean, look, these people, and it's so easy to accuse anybody of a crime that's distasteful, throw them into jail, and let them rot for years. And look, people may not like me. They may say, oh, well, what you've been accused of is disgusting. Okay, fine. But I am a canary in a coal mine. I'm a canary in a coal mine. So people may say whatever they may say about me, but this is the beginning. This is Soviet Russia in the 1920s, and it will get worse, not better. So God help us all. God help us all. Because people who look the other way at the persecutions I'm enduring have nothing.
If you're an attorney, hang up and contact the facility to request your number be made private.
Listen to that message. You know what? People have nothing to look forward to but breadlines and starvation at the hands of this kind of government. Read about Russia in the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. This is what people have to look forward to. I had a friend try the other day to get a helium for a balloon. And did you know that you no longer can to get helium tanks for balloons in this country? Can't get them.
Well, there is a helium shortage.
Yeah, and the fact that there's a quote-unquote helium shortage, do you think there's a helium shortage in China?
No.
Yeah. So the idea of shortages, that's a very Soviet thing. This that you're seeing, there's no helium shortage in the world. It's only in America.
Hmm.
Do you understand? Look, I've had 4.5 years to do nothing but read. And I've read mostly history. And when you sit down and you really read history, you really start to understand the past. Sit down and read Russian history. Sit down and read Chinese history. This is what we're facing. So, you know, I mean, I know I've gotten a little off track here.
Yeah.
But this is a warning to everybody. Because the unconstitutionality of my case is just a taste of what everybody it has to look forward to. So, I'm kind of at a loss. It's part of the reason I'm putting this forward, because I have nowhere else to turn. Everybody's in on it. Judges are simply prosecutors who've been given a pay raise. There's nowhere else to go. So I'm making this information public because I have nowhere else to turn. All I can do is make this information public and hope that people see the injustice of this. That's all I can do. Other than that, I'm putting my life in the hands of 12 people who very likely will, you know, will choose to say, well, it's better to throw somebody away in prison than to make the wrong decision. That's what people do. And that's terrifying. Terrifying. This is the country we have. Hmm. We have a country of, you know, knee-jerk emotional decisions. So.
Yeah, and they're not getting all the information. That's, I mean, it's just like really, like frustrating. I mean, frustrating to hear. I mean, I can't imagine how it is for you. I mean.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea the rot of civilization that I'm surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you were telling me that you're incarcerated with a woman who did the same thing that you're accused of, and yet she did less time.
Yes, there's a woman who actually just got sentenced. Her case is the real version of what I have been accused of. And incidentally, her name is Mercedes Smith. How about that?
Mercedes what?
Mercedes Smith.
Oh my God.
I know. Isn't that some irony? And she was on Facebook Live molesting a 10 and a 12-year-old boy.
Ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's a disgusting case. He's a gang member. The other adult male with her, they're black gang members, known black gang members. And she is being sentenced to something like 5 or 6 years. And I think the male got 8, and he's a prior felon. And she's done a year here. They're giving her double time. She's going to do another year and a half, and that's it. So she'll do 2.5 years. For something that she actually did. I mean, and I've been accused of, you know, something similar. I mean, it's just so distasteful to have to even discuss such things. It's disgusting. And I've been held for almost the entire length of her sentence. Also, just imagine what it's like to be held around people like this. I was actually housed in the same cell with that woman.
Hmm.
And she threatened to beat me.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. I mean, it's superfluous drama of, you know, the double-digit IQ variety. It's not even worth discussing. But, I mean, just imagine what it's like to have to live around people like this.
Yeah.
I can't impress upon everybody enough what this is like and what this has been like.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, you know, It's horrendous, but if everybody continues to ignore this and the slippery slope, I mean, I guess, you know, they're trying to incarcerate a former president. If that doesn't remind you of a Soviet state, I don't know what else to say. That's, you know, I mean, didn't they just indicted Trump, you know,
On stuff that happened when he was president, he had every right to declassify it. I mean, there's absolutely no case with that either, and it's gonna fall apart like the case did in here in New York.
Yeah, I mean, read Gulag Archipelago by Solzhenitsyn, and then compare it to modern society. And like I said, I mean, I was arrested on warrants that don't exist. In proper filing, I'm being held on none of the evidence in my file was properly tagged, by the way.
Hmm.
So, this is a systemic problem in American society. People are held for years. And look, I've heard about it from other people too. There are people who are held in the American system, I guess, you know, don't see their attorney for a year. Sometimes two. But, you know, in my case, I'm putting this out here because I don't know where else to put it. I don't know where else to put it. And I had high hope that I had somebody working in my best interest. And now I've come to realize that I don't. And the only person I have working for me, as always in life, is myself. I've always been my own best advocate. And apparently that's the case here, too. And I'm so grateful to you for giving me this platform. So grateful. Thank you, Louis.
Anytime. I mean, you know, I love you with all my heart. I know you're innocent, so this is a no-brainer.
So thank you for giving me a chance to say my piece publicly, and I just hope, that people hear this. And, you know, I've always had my fear of enemies, but like Winston Churchill always says, and you know, you've done something right. you have enemies, good, then you know you've done something right. That's all I could do. So thank you for giving me this 20 minutes to get this information out here, and I really hope that somebody will hear it, and hopefully it will, in some way, give me some boost so that people will just think twice. You know, not everything. Keep in mind, it's a propaganda. Generally, this is why they tell you to keep silent as a defendant, because they want to sway public opinion against you.
Yeah.
Always. It's a conspiracy of silence to destroy you and to ruin you publicly. And I won't have it. I just won't have it. I've been mostly silent for 4.5 years, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I mean, they put a restraining order on me when I first came in, where I couldn't contact my daughter for 3 years. And after 3 years, you know, I sent a book to her. I sent several books on manners and hygiene and, you know, a calligraphy set, and I, boom, right, again, I got hit with a restraining order. I'm in jail. It's not like I can harm her. But I sent by proxy just a few little gifts, because I'm not there to speak with her about things like manners. Yeah. And, you know, safety. I wanted to send a book on online safety and, you know, drug use. This thing's as a bomb I'm concerned about, because I'm not there to be able to have those conversations with her, because she'll be 14 soon. And they hit me with a restraining order. I'm in custody. How much harm can I do? And by the way, there are women here. I'm housed with women who are actual murderers who are allowed to speak with their children. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are women who killed children, and yet they're allowed to pick up the jail phone and talk to their other kids. And yet I can't speak with mine. How much sense does that make? Doesn't that seem a little bizarre?
No, it is. I mean, I don't know why they're railroading you. I mean, you must be really dangerous.
My bail is set at $2 million, which is exactly the same as a man who killed 2 sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles.
You have 1 minute left.
Even if I were to bail out, they said I would have to remand my passport and be kept on an electric ankle monitor within San Bernardino County, which to me is the same as being in jail. You know? So anyway, I love you. Thank you for this time. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
So I think we should end the call the time now. I appreciate you so much. Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The caller has hung up.
All right. That was Mercedes Carrera from speaking from jail. Still no trial. Still no trial. She's not being defended properly, and apparently she's being railroaded. To me, this is just a sign of her innocence. So, but anyways, thank you for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
I'm not the place.